Hurts takes the football. He is going to throw. He does in the flat. The nice catch by Goddard, who breaks the tackle across the five. Touchdown!
Goddard. Beast. He beasted him. He catches a simple flare pattern out into the flat, Merrill. And the cornerback is there, and he just beast modes him, pushes him in the face, not once, twice, and into the end zone.
Beast mode. Dallas Goedert yesterday, a back-breaking touchdown for the Eagles. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Biggest takeaway from yesterday's game, was it that great defense or an offense that was up and down? That was one of the ups yesterday, the Goedert touchdown. Let's listen to Nick Sirianni here, Hugh, talking about it. And he gives a lot of credit to Jalen Hurts for recognizing the defense. He checked to that play. That was a Jalen call on the play. Goddard delivered. Here is Sirianni after the game.
Dallas's catch and run, what does that do for the team?
Yeah, we talk a lot about just physicality and our core values. Tough, detailed together. Well, toughness isn't just the physical plays. It's the mental toughness that I just talked about. It's the relentless effort that I talked about with John. And then it is the physical toughness. And on offense, right, you don't get those opportunities for those big hits sometimes that the defense was able to get. You know, Reed came out of the sky and made a couple big ones today. So you do it with your blocking. You have to do it with the way you run with the football in your hands. And nobody in this league is as violent and as physical as Dallas Goedert with the ball in his hands. I mean, did he have two or three stiff arms on that play? I mean, it really reminded me of the play that he made in the 2022 playoffs early in the game where he had a stiff arm or ran somebody over against the Giants. And really, you could see the spark it gave to the sideline. Well, it was the same thing here. And again, our toughness and our physicality were on display on that play. And Dallas is a physical player, and that was a big-time play. Jalen, I thought Jalen did a great job of getting to that play. Jalen got to that play and made an unbelievable play and an unbelievable check that, you know, you're going to know about because I'm telling you about, but no, that's not going to be seen to the, you know, to everybody, that he was able to check out of a play and get to the right play and get a ball to Dallas where he could go out and make the play that he did.
Hugh, that was pretty cool the way he described the Jalen check. Because if I remember the play correctly, they put all their defensive up front guys at the line of scrimmage. It was almost like they were all coming at him.
They were getting that.
Yep.
And Dallas turned around and he was right there. And he, like you said, he beasted, buddy. Didn't have a chance. He caught the ball, had him spun him like a top, and then like put his hand in his face like two times. He just mugged me, mean mugged me.
It feels like we saw the Packers do it a little bit, that particular play. I wouldn't be surprised, Hugh, if the Vikings or Rams do it. And we know the Lions like to do this. If defenses are going to do this, he has to get the ball out of his hands quick, and they need to have routes ready. Like Goddard turned around and was ready. Because, Hugh, there was some pressure yesterday where it looked like no one was turned around. He didn't have anywhere to throw the football. Like, they have to be ready for this. Otherwise, it's just going to be a dead play.
Yeah, you have to. You have to know that teams are going to attack you how the Green Bay Packers attacked you. They're not going to let Saquon run all over the place. They're going to make it tough for him to run, and they're going to make you beat. They're going to make us beat them with Jalen. That's what it's going to be. Like, make your quarterback throw the football. Now that A.J.'s a little banged up, that's probably going to even be more in the play.
Yeah, I think the A.J. stuff this week is going to be fascinating to watch. So we'll see if he practices this week. We know last week he basically didn't. They called him maintenance. I mean, we could all have fun with the book and whether or not that was silly or whatever. But, like, the bigger issue with A.J. Brown is he wasn't running like normal yesterday. That's something. We'll see if he's any better this week. 215-592-9494. This segment sponsored by McGurk's Pub and Grill. McGurk's Warrior for location is now open, and another one is coming soon to Langhorne. If you're looking for a spot to watch a game, make it McGurk's. Black Gritty's up. What's up, Black Gritty?
Take a look. It's in a book. A reading rainbow. I mean, he's been reading this book for forever, and they got pictures of it, games where he's got 18 targets, 100 yards, a touchdown. The book isn't a big deal. So if you don't like your athletes reading, then newsflash, this is how to get their playbook read, too. They got to actually know how to read. So, I mean, let the guy read a book in peace if it gets his mind right. Not a big deal. Hugh Douglas, you did your service. You had the vibes right with your green beard. And I appreciate you on Football Friday having everybody be calm and rational. I mean, I prefer it on a Thursday than my Football Friday because I'm trying to be hyped up. But I understand it. See, the difference when people keep calling up here and talking like they know what they're talking about, I want the offense to look like it did the last two games. Well, sign me up to go play the New York Giants and the Dallas Cowboys
bottom five defenses and then go play a top five defense and tell me that you understand that they're the same thing when you say you want Tanner McKee out there. And I love Tanner time, but you call up here on the radio and you sound stupid. And I appreciate you shouting out. I like calling people dumb, but my goodness, do you not think there's a difference between the New York Giants and the Packers? Top five defense? Guess what? Guys weren't open. AJ didn't practice. Devontae didn't practice. My dude came off concussion protocol. Everybody was worried about all the stuff. My guy had two touchdowns, no turnovers. You want Jordan Love? Jordan Love threw three picks. You're saying, fire it. Just shoot it off. Just fire the ball. Yeah, he did that. He had three interceptions. You numbskulls. What are you talking about? You want Justin Herbert? Justin Herbert's averaging 4.5 interceptions a playoff game. Because you know what he does? He just fires it. You just got to let it go. You just got to throw the ball. No, you have to read the defense and play the way the game is giving you. And I don't think that Kellen Moore caught a great game. I don't think Jalen Hurts had a great game. But guess what? We got the George W. It's the postseason. And newsflash, buddies, it's going to get harder because the other defenses are good too. So my coach isn't going 4-on-4 down every 3 seconds. He's relying on his defense, playing playoff football, and racking up wins because that's what you have to do. Shut up and enjoy your Monday victory or go be a Herbert fan. Eastbound or down, you get on that bus. Go!
Love it, Black Gritty. Good phone call there. Black Gritty, very pat. You know, the Tanner McKee call here, that got people.
Well, it's ridiculous.
It was.
I understand having passion for the player, but when you sit here and say he gives me a better chance of winning, knowing we've seen a lot of playoff football, you can't be a real Eagles fan by coming with that take and being honest with yourself and say that. Because we've seen a lot of playoff football, and we know how hard it is to get in the playoffs, number one, and then survive in the playoffs. So when you sit here and you say that, you're not being sincere about what you really want to talk about. You're doing that fringe conversation where, you know, you don't want to say you don't like Jalen Hurts for whatever reason, but that's why you're saying it by saying you want him to play somebody else. Just if you don't like Jalen, I have more respect for you if you just say I don't like Jalen Hurts and then tell me why you don't like him.
I'm going to give you a prediction right now. And this is just all hypothetical, obviously. We said earlier they have the hypothetical spreads up over at FanDuel, like based on who the Eagles will play after tonight. They're 3.5-point favorites over the Vikings, and they're 6.5-point favorites over the Rams. If the Eagles came out today, and again, this is purely a hypothetical based on our caller a few minutes ago. Hugh, if the Eagles came out today and said, we're starting Tanner McKee on Sunday, my prediction would be the Eagles would be a 3-point underdog to the Minnesota Vikings, and they probably would be like a toss-up game against the Los Angeles Rams. Like they would go from being they should win this game to they probably
that, Joe,
would lose the game.
And let me tell you what's going to happen. They're going to blitz the absolute holy hockey sticks, H-E double hockey sticks, out of Tanner McKee with these better vaunted defenses that we're playing against. And he might fare well. He might. But I tell you what probably is not going to happen. We're not going to advance. No. But, hey, we're going to be like, hey, well, we let the young kids show a lot of grit. Didn't win the game, though. You know what I mean? We're trying to win games. We got three more games to play.
I think there is a fine line between, hey, the pass game might have to get, you know, a little better if we're going to hoist this Lombardi in 4 weeks versus, hey, the quarterback is a problem to the point we have to bench for the third stringer. That's a very fine line that we're dancing around here, and it seems pretty obvious to me. Junior's up. What's up, Junior?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Junior, what's up?
So I just want to say, you know, I came on here about 4 months ago when we were sitting at 2-2. Everybody was sounding the panic alarm. And I said, stay calm. We're going to be fine. And what happened? 12 wins later, here we are, second round in the playoffs, right?
You know what? Now, a younger me, four months ago me, should have listened to you, Junior, because I was hitting all those alarms. And look what's happened since. They've been incredible.
Exactly. And the defense has been absolutely incredible. And, you know, I want to say, you know, something going into this week. I have all the confidence in the world for Oren Burks. I think it's different when you get thrown in there in a playoff game when someone gets hurt versus having a full week to prepare with the first stringers. He did it with the Giants. He had 18 tackles. He did great. I think he's going to do great again this week. Now, on the flip side, I think people are also forgetting the Packers defense showed up. They played a great game, too. I watched the All-22 film. Receivers weren't really open. They were covering very well. They were forcing Hurts to make a play with his legs. They were forcing him to be Superman out there. And, you know, they played well. And that's kind of why the offense sputtered a bit. I have full confidence in it. I think Jalen Hurts is going to be fine. I think the offense is going to be fine. The Packers defense, they just showed up. And even then, they had our offense stumbling, and we still stumbled into 22 points. It's really, you know, it's really difficult to beat a team like that. So, you know, hats off to the Eagles. Hats off to everybody. I think we're in great shape going forward.
Well, Junior, good phone call. And if the defense keeps playing this way, they're going to be in great shape. Hugh, yeah, I mean, look, do I think Oren Burks could be better with a full week of practice? Yeah, but it's a drop-off from N'Kobe.
But I tell you what, here's the thing, and I don't think a lot of people are going to get this, and some might. When you have a young linebacker out there, this is what N'Kobe Dean did so well. He was able to adjust to some of the things that happened. He was a signal caller. I'm assuming going into this game, Zach Bond probably had to take on more of that.
The green dot guy.
Yeah, he's going to be the green dot guy. So now that's going to change the way I'm assuming that Zach plays, because he has to be the one that's going to line everybody up. So that changes his assignment to take some of that pressure off of Oren, or maybe Oren's going to make those plays. But the point that I'm making is this. It's going to be different. And you have to be able to recognize things in a timely fashion, because going into this game, whomever we play, if I'm an offensive coordinator, the first thing that I'm going to do is see how much that young linebacker knows. See if he can line up. I'm moving people around. I'm running a bunch of crossing routes. I want to see how he fares in coverage, because that was N'Kobe Dean's biggest asset, his ability to cover and his ability to get downfield and play. But in this situation, regardless to either one of these teams that we play coming up, L.A. or Minnesota, they got two receivers
yep.
that they could throw the ball to. So now I want to see how well my secondary or the Eagles secondary is going to cover without having N'Kobe Dean out there. It was kind of the same thing, Joe, yesterday when – and shout out to the OG, man, Darius Slay, big play. He made a hell of a play. But, dog, when you go out for those extended periods of time, you put the defense in a bind. Not saying that he can't get hurt, because you can't control that. But there were – when he went out the game for stretches, I was nervous.
Well, they picked right on – they yes. went right after Isaiah Rodgers. He made a nice play knocking it away
yeah,
in the end zone, but
he
they
did.
Went after him.
He did. I get nervous, because it's like they see that. They know that there you have a propensity of getting hurt. They're going to try to exploit that next week. You know what I mean?
Are, yeah.
They're going to try to exploit the fact that, you know, there are times during the game where you just, you know, you're not out there. So you have to try to figure out, bro, how to – like – I don't mind you, Slay. If you listen, I don't mind you Olaying some of them tackles, man, if it's going to keep you on the field. Just let the other people know in the secondary that that might be the case and you might need some assistance. Just funnel them back to the people that actually like the tackle.
I do appreciate this year he has stuck his nose in there more.
Yeah, he has, but he paid the price.
Oh, he has. I mean,
he paid the price.
What was the game in New Orleans? He got, like, destroyed. And then the Steeler game, he got blocked out of the end zone.
I don't think it's a coincidence that every time that he makes a big tackle or does something like that, that he need a moment. He needs a moment, because he's like, shucks.
This hurts.
I'm not built. I almost messed up and cussed my damn self. I was like,
on a
like,
Monday after a like, win, you better watch
like,
something.
Why has Hassan Reddick been on
no,
four other
just like, hell, why the hell am I out here? He, like, he trying to, like, that's the one thing I can say about Slay. He trying to get to the Super Bowl, but damn it, he going to be banged up. This might be his last season. Y'all taking some years off his playing the way he out there trying to make these tackles.
When
man.
He went to the locker room, I was like, oh, it's over. And then he comes running back.
He's leaving it all out there, man.
No,
you got to give it to him.
Like Hulk Hogan used to do when he used to when he put the arm up, like, hey, the Hulkster's back.
Dude, I need Hulkster music now for Darius Slay. Let's talk to Mr. Surehands. What's up, Mr. Surehands?
Julio, Cal, not getting bullied no more, Douglas.
What's
going on with you?
Hey, Mr. Surehands.
All right, now listen. So everybody can relax. Jalen needs to play better, and he will. But the road to the Super Bowl goes through Philadelphia. Washington Redskins, I believe, is going to knock off everybody, and that's going to be the championship game. Eagles versus the Redskins, and we're going to put a beat down on them.
Versus who?
I would love to play the Commanders. I'm not quite as sure. I was with you yesterday. I thought I felt very strongly they were going to beat the Bucs. I'm not quite as sure they're going to beat the Lions, but I hope.
I don't think the Lions match up with them. The Lions defense is trash.
I mean,
and that young bull going to give them fits.
Yeah, they will. I mean, the Lions are 8.5-point favorites in the game. I mean, they're the biggest favorites of this weekend.
Yes, indeed. And shout out to Dallas Goedert for treating that guy like I did you on Friday.
You stiff armed you.
Good job.
So what do you think about Jalen?
So Jalen, he needs to play better. I want to say he was rusty, but he got to get it together, and he has to stop holding that ball and just get it out. Make the play, whatever the play is, whether it's a 4-yard pass or throw the ball away or run for 5 yards. And we're going to be good. But Saquon got us. Number 2-6 is there. And if they stack the box, Smitty and always open, and Goddard is going to go crazy.
Well, they might, but AJ didn't look always open yesterday. That knee issue feels like a thing here. We got to get through this.
It's an issue. Hopefully you can work it out during this week.
Uh-huh.
Of wrestling. We'll be back, baby. We going to fly high, man. 3 more wins, baby.
Let's do it, Mr. Surehands. Get a parade here. You know what I noticed yesterday, Hugh? So we know AJ wasn't as effective as normal.
Mm-hmm.
And we know Jalen had a lot of time to throw. I don't know if this was a conscious thing. He didn't run as much yesterday as a lot of games. He only had 6 runs yesterday.
I mean, Jalen?
We've seen games where he's had 13, 14, right?
Yeah.
I didn't think he was fearful of running, because you mentioned earlier a couple times, like, he ran into traffic, right? It wasn't like he was avoiding it, but I did wonder that when the pressure was coming, like, why isn't he just running? I wonder if yesterday he was trying not to as much. 6 runs is pretty light for him.
Yeah, I think partly because he didn't want to test himself too much, you know, because you don't want to be out there. You're still a thing, since you haven't played in a while and you had a concussion, it's still in the back of your mind about getting hurt until you have that initial contact. And he probably was still just trying to play cautious, trying to be a guy that doesn't get hurt, and not like he's playing scared, but you're out there and you're more aware of your surroundings. Because it was one time where he was rolling out and he was looking downfield, and then all of a sudden he just dropped.
Yeah.
Because I think in his clock he knew somebody was chasing him, because he almost ran Lane over. When I saw that play.
Oh, yeah, he almost took Lane's legs out.
He was weird. Because he just dropped straight down, because he knew that, first of all, I'm holding the ball too long, and somebody's probably coming, and nobody's open, and I don't want to, you know what I mean? So
yep.
he just dropped down, and I'm like, damn, they took Lane out when he did that. But, yeah, I think it was a little bit of that.
So
a little bit of that yesterday.
Yesterday he ran the ball 6 times. It was if you take out the Commanders game that he got knocked out of, obviously only played, you know, half a quarter. If you take that game out, yesterday was his fewest amount of carries in a game the entire season.
Mm-hmm.
So he played 15 games this year. One of them he only played a quarter. So he basically played 14 full games this year. In 8 of them, he had 10 or more carries. I mean, 10 is usually that number. He had 15, 14, 13, a bunch, 12, 10, 10, 9, 8, 8, 8. Like, 10 feels like kind of the normal number for his carries.
Mm-hmm.
He had 6 yesterday. So maybe this week, another week past the concussion, he'll run a little more. Charlie is in Hatfield. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, you Douglas.
Yes.
Hey, I do not believe that Jalen Hurts can win a Super Bowl. I don't think an RPO quarterback can win that game. He can go 14, 15, 16 wins, but still lose that game. And that's the bottom line. His game is just not suited to win a Super Bowl.
You know who was probably one of the original RPO quarterbacks that liked to run a lot and throw the ball a lot? You know who's original? One of the original RPO? Steve Young. Steve Young ran around kind of like that, didn't he? And, you know, doing stuff like that. He won a Super Bowl.
With who?
The 49ers.
Yeah, the 49ers.
I don't think it was Tampa, so it was for the 49ers. Charlie, so let me ask you this. And I think it's fair to question the pass game right now. But if he's not capable, is Lamar Jackson capable?
Well, look.
I'm just trying to get your betting advice. If I can eliminate 2 teams, I have a better chance to win my bet. Can the Ravens win the Super Bowl?
No.
Okay.
They can't.
You know who Patrick else is a kind of a super RPO quarterback too? Russell Wilson?
Patrick Mahomes, he wants to be the greatest of all time. and he's going to win the Super Bowl again this year.
He very well might. I mean, Charlie, I mean, we don't have Mahomes. I mean, I you're not breaking any news. I'm with you. I wish we had Mahomes. We don't have him.
We do. We do. If Jalen Hurts can run the ball, but look to pass.
I like how Charlie just overlooked that.
You think that Jalen could be Mahomes if he chose to?
If he would, instead of just running the ball, run to pass the ball.
Run to pass the ball.
Charlie.
Yes.
You realize he does that because he can't do what Mahomes does, right? Like, you get this?
So what you're saying is he's never going to win.
I don't believe that. I don't believe they can't win with him. I believe they can.
You can't go into the Super Bowl and just hope that Jalen wins that game. Right. Patrick Mahomes wants to be the greatest of all time, and he's going to be the greatest of all time.
You might be right on that. But so, Charlie, what are we supposed to do? Yeah, give up because we don't have Mahomes?
Yeah, what are we talking about?
No, we got to find a quarterback that'll do that. Otherwise, I mean, it's just never going to happen. Okay, I wish it would, but it's not.
Well, I hope you're wrong. I do think they're pretty darn successful.
I hope you're wrong too,
yeah, I know.
Hey,
I know you do.
I have to deal with reality. Okay.
Okay.
And we don't.
Yeah. So, Charlie, I'll meet you in the middle. The pass game's got to be better. Is Jalen Hurts appreciably worse than Russell Wilson when he won his Super Bowl?
Not appreciably, no.
I think they're pretty similar. Now, that team, and Charlie, we appreciate it. I mean, Hugh, that team was not driven by Russell. It was driven by the defense.
No, the defense.
And
but he had his moments. He had his moments where he made plays, yeah.
But if you go back to those playoffs, I think he won games with nine completions, 18. The defense was – I mean, that goes back to what we were talking about last week, Hugh. If the defense keeps playing like this, they might win it.
Yeah, and you know what's funny? Because we all get caught up in what we feel is a Super Bowl-winning quarterback or what needs to happen. You know what needs to happen? Like, it cannot be disputed in a Super Bowl win. Quarterback can't be the reason why they lost. Can't be that. Trent Dilfer wasn't the reason. Dilfer wasn't the reason why the
Ravens
won.
No, he stunk.
But he wasn't the reason why they would have lost season because he stayed within himself. If Jalen does that, he can win a Super Bowl. We're still caught up on that when Tom Brady was in what was it, Louisiana last time when they beat the Falcons. Was that Louisiana? When they beat the Falcons?
The 28-3 game.
Yeah,
I think
it was in Louisiana that when that happened, and he threw them back in the game. That doesn't necessarily happen all the time. And I know that when we talk about the Eagles when they won, that was a shootout, and it came down to one play, the play that will live in infamy with Brandon Graham. Like, there is no set way that quarterbacks win Super Bowls. It's just not. It's not like that. I know we've seen examples of that lately, where quarterbacks are making big plays because that's the way it's designed. But that's not the end all, the be all. It's not. Hell, what's his name? That's on TV every weekend. That played for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Terry
Bradshaw. He wasn't a great. Go look at his numbers.
47% completion.
Come on, man. This is just like that now. Because that's the way it's designed. Is that everybody's enamored with the passing games and all this other stuff? But points scored this year have been down.
Yeah, if we want
to, so who's to say Jalen can't win this year?
If we want to meet in the middle, like I keep coming back to this because I think that's where it's coming down to. If they're going to have to beat the Lions and then the Mahomes in back to back games to win the Super Bowl, they're probably going to have to raise the level of their pass game. I think we all probably agree with that. But that doesn't mean it can't happen. It just means we need to get there. 215-592-9494. We'll get to all your phone calls here before we hand you over to the afternoon show. It's going to be live at Chickie's at Pete's today on a Victory Monday. And we have to get to two liars on the other side along with your calls. I mean, flat-out liars, one local and one about our locals. You're going to want to hear this. One affects us all, and the other one was just a ridiculous lie. 215-592-9494 is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.